Słuchasz Radio Rampa. Michael Wilds to jeden z najbardziej utytułowanych prawników imigracyjnych w USA. To on reprezentuje w sprawach imigracyjnych pierwszą damę Stanów Zjednoczonych, Melanię Trump, oraz jej rodzinę. A w przeszłości pracował zarówno z osobami prywatnymi, jak i artystami czy sportowcami, m.in. piłkarzem Pele. Sprawował też funkcję prokuratora federalnego oraz dwukrotnie funkcję burmistrza miasta Englewood w New Jersey. W najbliższych wyborach Michael Wilds wraca do ubiegania się o urząd burmistrza Englewood. Radio Rampa wzięło udział w pierwszym wiecu wyborczym Michaela.
The Polish American community is important to me from a generational point of view. I'm actually a product of a grandfather from Bialystok. And my wife and I had an amazing trip a few summers ago when we went to Warsaw and to Krakow. Going to the very core of America is our ethnic communities. No community exemplifies a greater work ethic and a community that understands the golden doors that have been opened to it than the Polish community. Bergen County has found its home to scores of Polish immigrants. And the issue of the day is to make sure that we expand our city boundaries and the Democratic Party opens its doors to make sure that we enfranchise people that are more vulnerable. And the Polish community has settled itself exponentially well in the tri-state area. And I am honored that you would show up today and that my brothers and sisters from Poland are here as well.
Why Englewood needs you? We want to hear the most important thing that you plan on doing.
Well, I had the privilege of being the mayor of Englewood for two terms and two terms before that as a councilman, and I took a break to raise my children. Englewood's facing a financial crisis right now, and there's also a void that has been established from love at City Hall. There are no marriages being done, and the kind of credentialing of our students to make sure that they are able to take jobs in the police and the fire and all the other places of public service that we have. Englewood is also facing a major infrastructure issue when it comes to the kind of topography we have, a historic bedroom community to Wall Street. It really hasn't increased its sense of propriety when it comes to giving people the value for the tax dollars that they're paying. And while Washington and Trenton is pulling back, telling us to do more with less, it's incumbent upon the local environs to do something. My little daughter said to me at one point when I was mayor, "Daddy, take off your shoes." I said, "Why, sweetheart?" She goes, "You can't run for mayor if you have shoes on. Take your shoes off, spend time." So I spent the time. She's now on the way off to college. And the truth is, I have the time. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves. And I've been walking the walk, not just talking the talk. And I hope to add value in the future.
And of course, we want to mention today. Today is just the beginning. There's going to be much more people I know. So how do you feel talking to them? You feel like you're welcomed back, I believe.
So it's a homecoming in many ways. And it's endearing, humble experience when you actually go door to door. I've had the privilege now to reacquaint with old friends, to see people that I actually married the last time I was mayor, and to make sure that they are not only rooting themselves well, but they have healthy children, and if there's any value I can add, that I add it. The next time around, it's going to be a different experience for me because I'm a little older, a little more mature, and I listen a lot more than I talk.
Michael ma również związek z Polską. W Białymstoku urodził się jego dziadek. O tym, że w jego domu rodzinnym mówiło się po polsku, mówi ojciec Michaela, Leon Wilds, który był prawnikiem imigracyjnym Johna Lennona z zespołu The Beatles. To Leon Wilds swoją pracą miał realny wpływ na rozwój polityki imigracyjnej, między innymi aktu DACA.
My family owes its history to Poland. My father was from Bialystok and my mother also from that area. And in our home, Polish was spoken. I lost it after I became about 5 or 6 years old, but Polish was spoken at home and was spoken in my father's business. Most of his customers were Polish.
W kampanii Michaela Wilds zaangażowanych jest również kilka osób z polskim pochodzeniem.
My name is Philip Swabinski. I'm the vice president of Vision Media Marketing, and I am the campaign media consultant for Michael Wilds for mayor of Englewood. Well, Michael's running in the Democratic primary on June 5th on column 3. It's very important that we get everybody registered. The voter registration deadline is May 15th, so we do have more time, but anybody who's interested in registering can contact our campaign, can go to our Facebook page, can go to wildsformayor.com, get in touch with us. We'd be happy to help with any any voter registration. Also, with vote by mail, very important. Anybody can vote by mail for any reason. So if you're interested in doing that, we can definitely get that set up. So we encourage anybody to contact us, and we can help with all that.
And how would you describe Englewood in terms of Polish American community?
It's an important part of the community. I think it's something that Michael has always took pride in, his Polish roots, and he wants to represent that community like he wants to represent every community that makes up the diverse city of Englewood.
And you are Polish American too, and you work together, guys.
Yeah.
So what's the thing about Polish heritage that you cherish or talk about?
Well, I cherished my babci the most. She passed away last year, unfortunately, but she was 96. She was born in Poland. She lived an incredible life, taught me a lot. Ate a lot of pierogies together. She was one of my favorite people. So she's the part of my heritage that I cherish the most.
Wśród przybyłych na wiec była mecenas Karolina Denhardt z firmy prawniczej Baron Lerner, specjalistka do spraw prawa rodzinnego.
Przede wszystkim Michael Wilds to jest osoba, która naprawdę dba o następnego człowieka, nie? Każdy może na niego popatrzeć i powiedzieć, że jest adwokatem pierwszej damy Stanów Zjednoczonych, że pracował dla naszego prezydenta, że jest adwokatem, który ma wielki prestiż. Jego ojciec w sumie reprezentował Beatlesów, tak? Także patrzymy na niego, mówimy, dlaczego on dba o małych ludzi, może tak naprawdę nie dba, dlaczego jesteśmy dzisiaj w miejscu, gdzie ludzie pochodzą może z takiego środowiska, gdzie nie mają dużo pieniędzy, że gdzie nie mogą się znaleźć w jego środowisku. Nie, on dba o tych ludzi. To jest osoba, która naprawdę widzi wizję i przyszłość Ameryki w ludziach, którzy może dzisiaj nie mają szansy. Przemawiał dzisiaj po południu i mówił, że muszą być szanse dla wszystkich. Nie tylko dla tych, co mają dostęp do najlepszych szkół, dostęp do pieniędzy, do najlepszych zawodów. Dla wszystkich. Ameryka polega na tym, żeby każdy miał szansę. Także uważam, że on może być tym głosem. Nie mówiąc już o tym, że ma dostęp do największego prestiżu w tym kraju, bo jest w sumie na ty z naszym prezydentem. Ale uważam, że naprawdę będzie dbał o każdą jedną osobę, która mieszka w tym mieście i ogólnie w tym stanie.
Słuchasz Radio Rampa.